Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
They are the classic tales that have stood the tests of time, so why do we feel the need to change them when they hit the big screen? Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca are the latest classic novels to see their plots tweaked or butchered, depending on where you stand on all of this, for movie or TV adaptations. But should we modernise time-honoured tales for a new audience or leave them as they are? Thankfully, we have the Irish Daily Star's entertainment writer Naomi McElroy here just to tell us the answer, Naomi. This has caused a bit of a stir, though. Rebecca from Daphne du Maurier and Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and their latest adaptations, as we say, for a screen, the silver screen. Why are people so angry about this?
Well, in the case of the Lord of the Rings fans, in the case of both of them, they have a very definite point. The Lord of the Rings fans, probably a little bit more so. The new adaptation, which is in the process of being filmed at the moment, it's going to air on Amazon. So we don't definitely know that this is happening, but it looks like they have massively sexed up the plot. Basically, there's going to be loads of sex scenes because Amazon put out a call for actors who don't mind copious nudity. Oh. That generally only means one thing. And if you've read Lord of the Rings, I don't know if you guys have.
Sex scenes in Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Yeah, there aren't any really women hardly at all in the book, never mind any sex scenes. So the fans were...
Is Lord of the Rings not for children as well?
I think Hobbit is more for children. I'm going to say Lord of the Rings is more kind of aimed at adults.
So is this them looking at Game of Thrones and thinking, how do we get on that bandwagon?
I would imagine it's 100% a cynical, money-grabbing, let's do what Game of Thrones did, only now move. And I mean, the fans aren't happy because if you look back to when the trilogy of movies came out in the early noughties, fans weren't happy even then because Arwen's role in the book, she's like an elf princess and she, you know, doesn't do very little except stand around being beautiful. She was really umphed in the movies just to give women watching, you know, someone to root for. Like she carries a sword and she scares off the Nazgul and she's, you know, real badass. But even that, fans were like, well, that isn't the original story. So throwing in a load of kind of X-rated...
Mm. So sex scenes with an elf, is that right?
Oh, okay.
Elves are very beautiful, Cormac.
And we'll move on.
Everyone would want to be involved in that.
Netflix's Rebecca. Now, I did read this book a long time ago and I can't remember even what was in it, really. I watched the trailer for it last night on Netflix. I was wondering, would I watch it? What's the problem here?
The problem here is Lily James, who has been in the news for a lot of other reasons this week. She plays the narrator in Rebecca. And if I was going to say, as you'll know from reading the book, but you don't.
But I have forgotten.
The whole deal with the book is the narrator is so kind of an unimportant really character. You don't even ever know her name. Really rare to have a book where you don't know the name of the main character in it. She's completely in the shadow of Rebecca, who is her husband, Maxim de Winter's first wife. And she's a very, very meek character. You know, she very much does whatever he says, just wants to please him. But for the new version on Netflix, they've made her into more of a modern girl. You know, she's a lot more sassy. She can stand up for herself. They've shortened the age gap between her and her husband, who's played by Armie Hammer in this new movie as well, just to kind of try and make it, I suppose, a little less gross to the modern.
You know, none of these sound like bad changes to me.
But see, the problem there is, Sarah, you're completely kind of ignoring the point of the
book.
First book.
Okay.
When Daphne du Maurier wrote Rebecca, she wasn't writing about a, you know, sassy, feisty young girl who marries a guy and can stand up for herself. She was writing about a girl who's so meek that
What about artistic license, though? And in a way, don't they have to change? They have to modernise stories for the silver screen, be it for television now or for cinemas. Because when people go, if you were to remake a Shakespearean drama, for example, you have to modernise the language at least, don't you?
Well, you can do. And sometimes it really works. Like, for example, the last time I was in with you guys, we mentioned 10 Things I Hate About You, which is basically just the Taming of the Shrew. But a lot more people went to see 10 Things I Hate
really?
About You. Really?
Did not
because
know that.
It's just the story. Clueless is Emma, Jane Austen's Emma.
I really apologise for her ignorance on these.
I don't mind that. And even some things like, for example, last year there was a new movie of David Copperfield and Dev Patel played David Copperfield. And I thought that was a great way of modernising it because, you know, why wouldn't David Copperfield be a person of colour? Like, there's no point in the book where David Copperfield wakes up, looks in the mirror and goes, oh, here I am, white again. God, it's great being white, isn't it? You know, so I thought that was fine. But if you're changing the fundamental plot of the story, then kind of aren't you tampering with the whole point of it?
What about the argument there are only 10 or 12 stories or whatever it is and you just keep retelling them? In a way,
that is not an argument. There are way more than 10 or 12 stories.
No, but there are only a certain amount of stories or structures of storylines. And if you look at any movie or any book, they're all versions of the same thing. Boy meets girl or man kills man or whatever the case may be. You can dress it up. It's true, though.
Okay, I don't even know what to say to that. There's like writers and script writers and everything else out there just
telling
dying
the same
right
thing.
Now.
And they're fooling you and everybody else.
We have a tweet from Niall Quinn. I tweeted a little earlier when I mentioned we were going to be discussing this. And he says, in the movie Jaws, the shark is repeatedly genderized as male. In the book, it's made clear the Leviathan is female. And the reason she's ravenous is she's just after giving birth. Great whites eat little or nothing in late pregnancy.
Wow, what a very intelligent person Niall is. I actually had no idea that sharks gave birth to live young. I thought they laid eggs.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. Let us know if I've no reason to doubt Niall, but if other people would like to tweet in or text us to let us know if that's the case. But I mean, that would actually change the whole point of Jaws. If Jaws is just a woman who's giving
hungry
birth.
Hungry mom. You know, hungry needs mother. That toast they give you in the maternity hospital.
I'm just wondering, what should I do with that now? Should I insist that Jaws is a man? Or should I let you believe that Jaws is... I'd be willing to believe that Jaws is a woman.
Well, we're going
I
to hopefully
would.
Find out. Our listeners will hopefully tell us. Other people texting in, you can enjoy West Side Story and then go and enjoy Romeo and Juliet. That comes from Pete in Cork. I don't know if you get the point of that, but thanks, Pete.
The point of that is that West Side Story is Romeo
is
and Juliet.
Yes. I haven't seen West Side Story. Really?
But see, again, Pete is right because... The person who made West Side Story isn't calling it Romeo and Juliet the musical. It's okay to just be, I think, inspired by the plot and kind of bring it along. I'll allow that.
Okay, Pete, she'll allow that. And thank you for your text and sorry for my ignorance. Another person says, the ravishing Joan Fontaine somehow managed to appear plain and docile, all in the acting. Scott Thomas, superb, and intonations the same as Anderson. Now, I fully do not understand that.
That is talking about Rebecca. Joan Fontaine played Rebecca in the original Hitchcock film, which won the Best Picture Oscar. Wow, I'm coming across as so intelligent and knowledgeable today.
Or perhaps.
Could I throw a suggestion at you where a modern adaptation or a modern version of a very old story, possibly the oldest story of all, was true to the origin of it, The Passion of the Christ. Do you remember Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ? It was in Aramaic and Latin and Hebrew. And that was heralded as a success, wasn't it?
That was. I mean, I always thought that the point of that was it was almost redone as a horror film. And that was why it was so successful, because people like blood and guts. And I mean, I'm one of them, definitely people who does. But I mean, an example of one I'm going to throw back at you that was a complete mess, which was done last Christmas, was Dracula. It was supposedly the BBC doing this three-part TV series, Bram Stoker's Dracula, going back to the original book. The first part, amazing. The second part, pretty good. The third part, where Dracula falls asleep in a coffin underwater for hundreds of years and then wakes up in the present day, that bit wasn't good at all. Because I don't think Bram Stoker wanted that to happen.
Okay, Alf says sharks do give birth to live young,
wow,
so there you go. It is possible.
Jaws was a woman.
There you go. The hungry woman. And one other really bad one, Watership Down.
Watership Down. Furious about this. Watership Down is my favourite book of all time. The BBC, again, they are repeat offenders, decided that they were going to remake it and they were going to take out all the violence. But the problem with Watership Down is it's not a story about fluffy bunnies loving each other in a warren. It's a real nature red in tooth and claw. Like these animals fighting to survive. It's an amazing book and they absolutely destroyed it by taking the violence out. Okay. You got to let rabbits be violent.
Naomi McElroy, thank you so much for joining us. Naomi McElroy from the Irish Daily Star, an entertainment writer at that paper.